On Death, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, "Sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough." This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Death, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.
This episode contains explicit language. Welcome to Mom and Dad Are Fighting, Slate's parenting podcast for Monday, May 15th, the Missing Work Edition. I'm Zach Rosen. I make another podcast. It's called The Best Advice Show. And I am dad to Noah, who is nearly six, and Ami, who's nearly three. We live in Detroit.
I'm Shamila Lemieux. I'm a writer, contributor to Slate's Care and Feeding Parenting column, and mom to Naima, who is 10, and we live in Los Angeles.
I'm Elizabeth Newcamp. I write the homeschool and family travel blog, Dutch Dutch Goose. I'm the mom of three littles, Henry, who's 11, Oliver, who turned 9 on Wednesday.
Hey.
Yay! And Teddy, who's 6, and we live in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Today on the show, how to balance children with a fulfilling career. Our letter writer desperately wants to return to work, but keeps getting sidetracked by her kids' needs. We're also going to do a round of recommendations where we tell you what we're loving right now. See you back here in a second.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
We're back and ready to hear today's listener question. As always, these notes have been edited for length and clarity.
Hi, Mom and Dad. My kids are 2 and 4, and it's been about a year since we've had a week of uninterrupted childcare. Between care cancellations and sickness and days off of school, I ended up losing my job because I ran out of sick days. I'm devastated. I really love that job, and the continuation of this has meant that it's interfering with my ability to get a new job. I even made it to the fourth round of this job interview, and I ended up not being able to complete it because my kids got sick. The thing is, my partner doesn't care about his career. He has to keep going because we rely on his income. But I really care about my career, and it's killing me that I have to sit on the sidelines. In a bigger sense, I feel that everything that gives my life meaning right now, I have to cancel because my kids need something. I don't even have care coverage for my therapy appointments. I'm really struggling with self-harm, and currently I'm resorting to sitting my 2-year-old down in front of the TV with snacks and toys just so I can talk to my therapist, but every single time I turn my attention to the appointment, he loses it. The thing that gets me is that even our feminist family can't seem to shift the caregiving work to the male partner. Even if I do get a job, I'm kind of scared that this whole thing is going to repeat itself. Before kids, I put a lot of pride in being a good teammate, a hard worker, showing up on time. And with kids, I feel like I'm worthless, like I'm a flaky employee. I don't know, maybe I don't have what it takes to be a parent and a worker. I feel like I made the wrong choice. I shouldn't have ever had kids. When I see them, I see my career and education, decades of hard work, going to waste. So I guess my question is this. Is this situation unique to me? Two, how do I get used to being a stay-at-home mom, especially if I don't want to be? And three, if I do go back to the workforce, how do I meet my kids' needs and work's needs so I don't become the member of the team that constantly lets people down? Thanks, Mommy Wants to Work.
What a heartbreaker. Jamila, what do you think here?
It's just an incredibly difficult thing to balance. You know, you definitely have my empathy. I had a very demanding job when I had Naima, and I did for the first 6 years of her life. And I went really hard, and I felt like everyone suffered. If it wasn't her, it was a job. If it wasn't a job, it was her, you know. And when it wasn't them, it was me. You know, the world is just not really designed, or our culture, rather, is not designed to support working mothers. You're just going to have to look a bit harder for a company that works for you. You know, there are feminist workplaces. I've worked in some, you know, and these were not all feminist organizations necessarily. It was just a matter of having leadership in place that valued motherhood, that valued family, and that knew, you know, that parents need time for their children. And at times you will have to leave early. There will be emergencies. You may not be the most reliable teammate, and that's okay. You give the best that you can. You're transparent about your limitations, you know, and you just have to find a place that works for you. You know, it may be a part-time role for now. You know, I mean, that's something you may want to consider. If you were willing to be a stay-at-home mom, then, you know, maybe working part-time would help with the household income and giving you that sense of fulfillment and purpose while still allowing you time to deal with your small children. You may try to find something like a contract job, you know, something you can try out for a period of time, or, you know, taking on contract assignments as opposed to working for one company, you know, in perpetuity. But I don't want you to give up on work, you know, like you've dedicated all this effort to your career and to your education, and you deserve to work. I'm sorry that you got, you know, to the fourth round of these interviews and you didn't end up getting a job. Something like that may happen again, you know, but now that it has happened, you're better prepared for it, you know. Perhaps next time, if your kid gets sick, your partner can take off a couple of days, you know, so you can finish the interview process. Whatever it is, the two of you all just have to put your heads together and figure out what working looks like for you now. This is a new normal.
Yeah. I completely agree. And I want to add that in addition to you deserving to work, you also sound like not working and having these failures are building resentment towards your children. Mm-hmm. And I think if that is happening, that should be a big sign, like staying at home and doing this is not going to be the right plan for us. Like this is not something that is going to build a loving relationship. And there are plenty of women out there who are better mothers when they are working. Like this is just the at-home thing is not for them. That's totally fine. And I think that you are sitting at the bottom of this hole and looking up and thinking, like, how do I get out of here? And there are so many things that it feels overwhelming. And so I think taking some time to sit down and like really make a list of what it looks like to get yourself where you want to be. So does that mean, Jamila mentioned, like, you need to talk to your partner and decide how is he going to help you? Because this is not just your problem. This is That's your right. family's problem. What does his sick day, you know, time off look like, and how much of that can be dedicated to giving you the time to do the things you need, right? Is there some kind of family pay time off or schedule change he can make so that you can get the therapy that you need, or that he can take off so that you can do these job interviews. I think sitting down and thinking, like, what does our care schedule look like? You have a 4-year-old, they'll be 5 soon, so hopefully that means school. Is there a preschool option? Can you lean into something like a Sitter City or a care.com, a co-op, a child care swap to give you that regular time to get these work things done? But to me, this sounds like when you are just so overwhelmed and there are so many problems, it's really hard to know where to start and how to get everyone on board. So if you can take any time to just make a list of all of the obstacles and then think of solutions to those, right, and kind of prioritize them, which may feel like I'm not doing anything, but what can you do? Can you get a part-time job or a work-from-home job in the meantime, right, that will start fulfilling that part of you? Because I think, too, as little things fall into place, right, like as you go up a few stairs from the hole, everything feels less and less overwhelming. And I mean, when I read this, I you're sitting at the bottom and it sucks, right? And you're just thinking, how much further am I going to fall? And sometimes the only way out is to just say, like, well, what is the first stair? Where is the first place I can just get a little bit up, right? Gosh, though, I it's just so tough because there's no solution. I would love to give you a solution. I think the solution is, like, it's going to take some more work and it's going to be hard, but you have this partner. So you use him, figure out how, what does his job offer that you can start to use to get yourself, you know, up there. And not every step on this path, like Jamila said, is going to be up. There are going to be some more downs. And if it helps at all, like, you're not alone. Like, Jamila hit it on the head when it's like, that is just the world we live in.
Yeah. I can tell you, because my kids were 2 and 4 last year, that is just sick city USA. I mean, my son is homesick today. The fact that you haven't had an uninterrupted week from sickness sucks, but that is going to change soon. Your kids they're building up their immune systems right now. This is the time for that, and there will be a time, you know, soon enough. Like Liz said, like next year, your kid will be old enough to go to kindergarten, and they are not going to be sick every week. And then before you know it, your younger one will be in pre-K, and so this thing isn't going to resolve itself like in a month, but like it's a pretty finite amount of time. This, you know, under 4 years old period where the kids, where daycare is just a total shit show. And so this, you know, like all things, this too shall pass. But I totally agree. Just like one step at a time. Because yeah, it sounds like your future employer is going to be happy to have you because you are such a dedicated, and hard worker. It's just about finding the right fit. At my last job, fortunately, I worked for a working mom. Like, some bosses do completely get it because they've been through it too. So, you know, trying to find those types of bosses obviously is going to help a lot.
I'm just thinking about her saying that she's not able to have, well, first of all, everything that gives my life meaning, I have to cancel because my kids need something. This is bigger than work. You know, like she mentions that she doesn't have care coverage for her therapy appointments. You've really got to work with your husband to create something that works for both of you. And I understand that you can't shift the caregiving work to your partner entirely, but some of it may need to shift. You know, like considering how you're feeling right now, I think it's really important that you keep up with your therapy. You know, and so if there's a different time of day in which your therapist can talk to you, maybe you can schedule it during your kid's nap time. Maybe, you know, you can schedule it when your husband comes home that first hour of the evening when he's home from work. But whenever it is, I really want you to try and prioritize getting those therapist appointments done. The time that you're doing it now doesn't work, so don't do it at the same time, you know, but find a time where your little one will be asleep, or his father can watch him, and make sure that you're taking care of yourself, you know, especially considering that you're struggling with feelings of self-harm and, you know, the sadness that you're feeling over your current working situation.
Yeah. Can you use like drop-in care? This is where I think like, can you, do you have some mom friends or something that you can swap with for an hour? Like if you're a telehealth, yeah. right? And you can do an hour, even if your kid is in, you know, a friend's house and you're out in the car, like, are there other ways? Because I agree. I mean, I think the therapy will also help make some of this feel less overwhelming, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. it will help just get your brain in a place where you can start thinking about real solutions. Because I think we've all been there when it's just too overwhelming. I was also thinking, like, is there a mentor or some kind of like networking group of moms within your career field that could also help? Because there's somebody out there who knows in your career field, in your city, or like, where are the more mom friendly, you know, companies and jobs that Jamila was talking about? Is there some way that you can outsource kind of that research through a networking group? And I think if you have any friends in your life who you just feel like you're not good enough friends with to ask, like, open up and tell them what you're going through. I know that it feels overwhelming, but I think you will really be surprised that when you say to people, I need this help because I'm struggling, and you're vulnerable like that, that people step up in a way that they don't necessarily when you're just like, hey, I need some help or I need coverage. Mm-hmm. If there's a way to say like, I'm kind of in a bad place and I'm trying to get myself out of this and this is what I need. At least in my life, people have been there for me and stepped up, even surprising people who I didn't necessarily have that relationship with. So I just encourage you to also be trying to grow that network, even if it's just park play dates or, you know, hanging out with some other parents while you are home, because I think being lonely and alone with the kids and also feeling like this is like a terrible way to spend your days. And if you can just get any kind of feeling like you're supported, that also I think will help your mental health and just the overall feeling of this situation as not being as just like desperate and you're never going to get out of this situation.
We appreciate your question. Mommy wants to work. This is totally relatable. And yeah, you are definitely not the only one going through this. Please keep us posted. If any of our listeners have faced similar challenges, we know they have. We would love to hear from you. Drop us a line at momanddad@slate.com or leave a voicemail at 646-357-9318.
Hey, Karen Feeding listeners, it's me, Lucy Lopez. What do ASMR, AI chatbots, and diet culture all have in common? They are all topics explored on Embodied, the Ambie Award-winning weekly podcast from WUNC, North Carolina Public Radio. Each week, acclaimed reporter Anita Rao holds up her journalistic lens to all kinds of things that are sometimes hard to talk about, like sex, health, and relationships. Embodied dives into what some consider taboo to answer important questions about our bodies and our society. Nothing's off limits. Hear from expert guests, including doctors, historians, and psychologists, as they break down everything from the dynamics of egg donation, how couples combat mental health struggles like schizophrenia and OCD, and the profits and pitfalls of the self-care industry. If you need a place to start, I highly recommend checking out their recent episode where Anita interviewed two couples who continued to choose each other after one partner came out as trans. So go ahead, follow Embodied and get new episodes every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, let's do some recommendations. Jamila, what have you got this week?
All right, I've got another parents only recommendation. I am recommending Baby J. It's John Mulaney's yes. comedy special. So I have to admit, I was not super familiar with John Mulaney. I knew his face. I'd seen him in some stuff before. I did hear a little bit about him having some, you know, controversy that he'd been married to someone and got divorced and then had another baby really quickly. And I watch Netflix stand-up specials constantly now, like while I work out, while I get dressed, while I do my hair, driving. Like I'm constantly watching comedians on Netflix. And so I checked out Baby J, and it is really funny. It was a great introduction to John Mulaney's stand-up for me. I've went back and watched, I think, three of his specials now, and I enjoy them all. But it's really, you know, I mean, he talks about his friends showing up to stage an intervention for him. You know, he was on drugs and not doing well at all. And he talks about some of the things he did during, you know, his addiction and crazy things he did to get his hands on drugs. It's really honest. It's really funny. And I really enjoyed it.
Wait, did you watch this too, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Can you believe
it? I did too.
Actually,
we all watched this.
Oh, we all watched it?
Yes.
Okay.
This is unprecedented.
Wasn't it funny?
I also really like comedy specials. To me, feel so like that I can digest them, right? Because I do the same thing. Like if I'm drying my hair, I that is like my favorite thing to put on because I don't really need to be watching.
Yeah.
But the watching is nice, right? It's more like audio. Like you said, Jamil, I find him so honest and funny, and he has such a funny take on life.
Yeah.
And now he's a dad.
Now he's a dad. So I'm curious to see what his, future specials will sound like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's streaming on Netflix.
Yes. What about you, Elizabeth?
Okay. Well, we are departing on a big 2-week trip before the move, which is ill-advised, but I am packing up all the things and thinking like, what do we bring to travel with? And was reminded that one of my favorite things that I just pulled out of the travel box for the kids are little animal erasers. Like they have them on Amazon, but I think I found these at the dollar store, and they come in like a pack of all different kinds of animals, and they're, you know, the size of a Lego. They're very small, so not for babies, but once your kids are not putting stuff in their mouth. My kids will play with these anywhere. They have made little beds with them. You can also, of course, erase things with them. They, you know, on an airplane, they're so perfect. And here's the thing. The whole box of them, I mean, from the dollar store, were $1.50 because now that's how much things cost at the dollar store. But if you lose them or drop them, it is not a big deal. We've played tic-tac-toe with them. We have just played. They just seem like this catch-all. You can have them in your purse, throw them in your bag. But I was reminded by this little baggie how much we love these. And they're definitely coming on the trip. They weigh next to nothing. And again, I love to bring something with me that if we happen to lose it, is not the end of the world. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah. Great. I am going to recommend Osmo this week. Have either of your families
used
this?
Yes, we're big Osmo fans.
So Osmo is really cool. It's this hands-on learning game. It's a series of games for different subjects that is compatible with an iPad or a Fire tablet. We inherited one from my niece and nephew who have grown out of it. But basically, you attach this little reflector to the top camera of your iPad or tablet, so it can see this. It's like a little dry erase board that you sync up with the iPad, and then the reflector enables the app, which you download, to see what's going on your board. And so Noah has been doing some really good spelling workshops. I think they call it embodied learning, like making learning tactile and geared toward abstract concepts, like being like embodied on this physical board. And so it knows like when she's spelling something correctly or incorrectly, and like tells her as much. Same with basic math. It comes in a bunch of subjects. Again, we didn't buy ours, so I don't even know. It might be like an incomplete set. You might be able to, I'm sure you could probably find,
they have all these like add-ons
Facebook Marketplace okay
that you can get. Yeah, but I think it comes in a set with like, then do you have the like letter tiles and the number tiles?
Yes. There's various shapes that, and you have to, you know, match the shape that the screen says to the shapes that you have. It's really great. We're just scratching the surface, but she's super excited about it. And I found it like very quickly to be a super effective way to do some basic reading and spelling exercises. So Osmo, you can probably find it on Facebook Marketplace if you don't want to buy it yourself, which I also recommend, because there's just a bunch of free stuff out there that parents don't use anymore.
We got the like main kit, but then have added on by finding them, people giving them away or finding them at thrift stores or well, I'm so glad they're loving that. I think it's so fun.
Yeah, it's great, and we'll be sure to pass it on to my younger niece when Ami's done with it. And well, I mean, he'll be done with it in like, because you can, it's probably up to what, like age like 9 or 10?
Oh, we're still using it. We bought this the wizard. There's a wizard extension that goes into multiplication, and you can upgrade some of the math stuff to do multi things, you know, multi, like adds, then divide, then, yeah.
Fantastic. And that's our show. Please subscribe to it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple and Spotify, and tell your friends. It's super helpful. Thank you. This episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting is produced by Rosemary Belson and Maura Curry. Alicia Montgomery is VP of Slate Audio. For Jamila Lemieux and Elizabeth Newcamp, I'm Zach Rosen. Thanks for listening.